This episode is brought to you by Putter Cup. More than a training aid, it's a skill enhancer. Visit puttercupgolf.com and use the code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. Now, let me explain. We've discussed many training aids on this podcast, and frankly, there have been a lot that have crossed my desk that you never heard me talk about, either because I didn't get it or I thought it wasn't worth your time. But Putter Cup is different. After nearly 20 years in the market research industry, Matt Davis, a lifelong golf nut like all of us, had an idea on how he could help every golfer feel more calm and confident when they putt. This isn't a device to improve your mechanics or develop the perfect stroke. Putter Cup is designed to strengthen your focus and reduce distracting thoughts while you're putting. How? Putter cups are golf hole inserts that encourage golfers to focus on the putting essentials of speed and aim. They're lightweight and easily fit into your bag, so you can fine-tune your focus before every round and at every practice session. Putter cup gives you instant feedback, so it's easy to get dialed in quickly and feel confident as you head to the first tee. You've got to check it out for yourself. Go to puttercupgolf.com and use code GOLFSMARTER to get 20% off your order. And combined with the 15% discount you get with the pressure putt combo, you really save. And the pressure putt combo includes both the speed bump and the center cup, two very different but very valuable skill enhancers. That's puttercupgolf.com and get 20% off your next order with promo code GOLFSMARTER. This episode is brought to you by Indeed, a company driven by the search for better. Because when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search, but to match. Think about the time and energy you've put into finding the best candidate for an opening you have. But it's more than finding someone. You want to match all the candidates to your needs. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with the right candidates faster. Indeed leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. And Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And here's how to get your openings more visibility. Because you're a Golf Smarter listener, you get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/GolfSmarter. So go to Indeed.com/GolfSmarter right now and let them know that you heard about Indeed here. That's Indeed.com/GolfSmarter. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Golf Smarter. Number 681 is brought to you by Autoslash.com. Stay tuned to hear if you're our first winner of a $100 Amazon gift card courtesy of Autoslash.com. And don't forget that we're giving away two more in the next two episodes. So I want you to register at golfsmarter.com/autoslash. Customize mastercrafted putters from Bradley Putters with the creator, Bradley Converse.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Brad.
Thanks, Fred. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here, and we're live on video from, well, we're recording this, from your studios in Grants Pass, Oregon, just a little bit north of Ashland, Oregon, right?
About, 45 minutes north of that, so yeah. We're 4 hours south of Portland.
Okay.
Right on I-5.
Yep, so you're in the middle of nowhere.
Pretty much, yeah. We're close to Bandon. We got that going for us.
So,
I say close to Bandon, we're like 2.5 hours, but that's still close to Bandon.
That's pretty close to Bandon, yeah, because that's, even from an airport, it's a 4 hour drive unless you fly right in. But
right.
I'm sure your customers fly directly into Bandon on their own little planes.
Right. Yeah. And I'm actually hoping to start getting my pilot's license in the next year or so that I can just fly over myself.
Oh, I thought you had a little kid.
I do.
Yeah, but, well, your wife's not going to let that happen.
My grandpa was a pilot in the war. Like, it's okay. In my blood.
So it's in the blood. You got to get up.
Yeah,
the sky.
It's a good excuse.
Yeah.
Genes, man.
Can't help it, babe. What am I going to do? It's my grandpa. Can't. He wants me to do this.
Right? Right? It's a thing. I'll try.
Okay. So I am so intrigued by what you do that I'm really excited to have you on the show. Thank you. Tell me about Bradley Putters, or should I say Bradley Custom Putters?
Yeah, we make the most custom putters in the world. Like, it's funny talking to a new client on the phone, and they start off by talking about their specs, like, you know, loft flyweight, all that, like what they might want engraved in it. I'm like, guys, that's the last step that we do. That's where other custom putter companies start. But let's talk about who you are as a person. Let's design that into a putter. And so by the time we're done, like I'm working on right now, where this guy's dad is retiring from being an aerospace engineer, and we're going to take some of this honeycomb material he designed, we're going to incorporate that into the putter. We're going to use some cypress wood from Monterey. Like, we're going to do it. So he's going to get the putter, and it's going to be like, this is the coolest thing ever. And then they're going to say, like, but wait, there's more. And it's actually like materials from his life, and that's built into the putter itself.
Well, then you just knocked out one of my questions, was what is the most outrageous request you've ever received to make a putter from?
That's not even, I mean,
really?
We make putters out of, oh yeah. I mean, I've got wood from North Carolina's basketball court, Russell Wilson's baseball bat. He played for the Yankees for a little while, turned that into a putter. Whiskey barrels, wine barrels, you name it. I mean, we're going to be doing like putters out of cigar boxes. And yeah, I mean, at this point, it's kind of how crazy can we get? You know, there's not really any material that's too wild. Like, we can, we're incorporating gemstones into these. We figured out a process that works really well for just about any material. And we are, the best in the world. I mean, we're the only ones in the world doing this, but it works really, really well.
How did you get started doing this? What prompted you to make these putters? Forget about turning it into a business, but just what got you started in making customized putters out of outrageous materials?
Well, it was actually, I knew I needed to start a business. So I was always kind of business related. I spent about 10 years designing military equipment to survive nuclear blasts. I'm a mechanical engineer by trade, went to Oregon State University, was classically trained by a guy who's got a PhD from MIT in material science. So I got really good at vibrational dynamics and R&D and just crazy top secret level wild stuff. But I was doing that from here in Southern Oregon, and the company that I work for wanted me to move to Virginia. And I've been in Virginia enough to know that I don't want to actually live in Virginia. It's nice to visit sometimes, but that's about it. And so I started looking for something to do. Talked to mentors, like, should I get another job? Should I go ahead and start, you know, work on starting my own business? Like, there was a lot of questioning, but that was for about 2 weeks. I wasn't sure what I was going to do with my life. And then on Black Friday of 2016, I saw this wooden drum in a store, a high-end store in Portland. And I kind of pictured a golf ball dropping on it, just, you know, got a vision from the Lord. And there was a golf ball dropping on this, this wood putter. And so
this piece, it wasn't even a putter at that point, right? It was just,
right. Yeah. This is just drum. And I'm like, I was just, you know, I played golf since I was 10, been whittling since I was five. And it was just kind of like, oh, wow. I was in that mode. I've got a good family friend makes stabilized wood. You know, he does all these really cool, crazy stuff with this material right here in Grants Pass as well. So I kind of knew that I wanted to incorporate this relatively new material into some cool product. I just didn't know what that was going to be. And when I saw this drum, that's when kind of the light bulb switched on.
And what'd you do with the drum?
So the
come on,
idea
you can't stop there.
On Friday. And it went fast. Idea happened Friday. On Saturday, I built a landing page. On Sunday, I built all my designs. On Monday, I built putter one. On Tuesday, I built putter two. On Wednesday, I shafted it. On Thursday, I had it on the course and had people trying it out. And for the shafts, I went down to the pawn shop just a few blocks down from here, bought two putters, sawed off the heads, and glued them in place. And I've got, you know, they're in here in the shop, in the museum area back there. And that was, so within a week I had a prototype. I had people trying it, loving it. The first one, it was terrible. The second one was actually really good. And I just kept learning every day, kept learning new things and applying them and testing it. And then within about 2 weeks, I got invited to the PGA show by the Putski guys. And then within about 60 some days from the very idea of starting this company. I was at the PGA show in Orlando, and golf.com did an article on all the best products at the PGA show, and we were number one.
No.
It was nuts. Yes. It was so fast.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Now, had you ever had experience? You said you played golf since you were a kid, but did you ever have experience on even putting grips on clubs before or building anything like that?
No, I mean, I have experience in doing much more complicated things. So like designing cannons to shoot satellites into space. And I mean, being an engineer, I've done all sorts of crazy, crazy stuff. So that prepared me when it came to like figuring out how to put grips on. Like, we did it wrong. We broke so many grips just trying to figure that part out. You're sticking a tee in the hole in the back. That one took me way too long to figure out. But we got it all down.
What does that mean, sticking a tee in the hole in the back? What?
So if you are re-gripping your clubs, one of the tricks is like, it's generally pretty hard to get it on there because as you're putting it on, the air like just sucks out the back.
Sure.
So if you put a tee in that hole in the back of the grip, then it creates some pressure, which then puffs out the grip and you can just slide it on way easier.
Isn't it amazing how much you can learn from making mistakes?
Yep. And we made a lot of mistakes, but yeah, it worked really well. So yeah, there was a lot to learn, but when it came to the dynamics of the putter and the mechanics of it, that's something that was right up my alley. I've been doing that vibrational dynamics for a long time. So I knew, one, I've been putting long enough to know what feels good on a putter. And two, I know like the science behind why and how to make it feel even better. So it just, all the experiences of my life kind of led me to this business.
So from what you were doing before to this, is this kind of like child's play or is it a great challenge for you?
The engineering of it, yeah, that's, that part, you know, that didn't take long to figure out. That was relative. I mean, that was beneath me in terms of like how to make them feel good. But that's just a very small part of this whole business. You know, there's, what's cool is I've built this kind of platform to now play with. So I get on the phone with somebody and I have no idea what I'm going to make with them. Cause I would say, you know, 95% of the putters I make, I talk to the person for about half hour beforehand as we're coming up with the idea. And so I'm getting to know the person, talk about their life or the person they're buying it for, and then come up with a putter that we've likely never used a material like that before, but I'm having to come up with a method that's going to incorporate it in a beautiful and functional way. And so that's where the challenge is at. It's how can I make something really cool for this client that, you know, we've never done before, but make it really special. And so, yeah, it's, there's tons of, I mean, and then the business side of things, you know, it's a 2-man team running this company. So me and one other guy, I mean, he's in the back working on some putters right now. And so there's a lot of automation from a, you know, the taking orders side of things, the logistics of the workflows, everything's handmade. So we can't just like press a button and have it work. Like we have to make everything by hand, but there's a lot of tracking stuff. Like we've got, you know, 50 putters in the works right now. And so there's a lot of wood that's like coming to us. There's a lot of wood out at Oregon Burrows where they're working on stuff. There's a lot of, you know, blocks in the back that are about to get started. Like there's a lot of things to track. And so I had to build a full system to track all that.
You have a supply chain too. I mean, it's clearly,
yeah,
it's a unique supply chain and it's very not big, but it's there.
No, it's there and it's local, which is nice. You know, the internal weights, we get those from about 5 miles that way. The wood we get from 5 miles that way. The, when we powder coat shafts, we get them from 3 miles that way.
Oh, wow.
You know, as much as possible, we are very local. So, you know, we bring in a good amount of money every year to this area or every month to this area. And as much of that as possible stays right in this area.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Now you talked about how you'll have a conversation with somebody about their life, about them, about their interests before you even get into talking about their putter, their golf game, anything like that. What is it that you're trying to find out? How does that help you?
Well, what happens with these putters is when you pull it out of your bag, someone's going to ask, what is that?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It just looks so different from anything that's out there. There's nothing like a Bradley putter. And what I want to have happen is not, oh, this is a Bradley putter. Brad Converse and Brett Lucas, they made it for me. And we worked together on this putter. Like, that's such a boring story. Like, no one cares about that. What I want you to say is like, you know, I went to, you know, I was a student at Notre Dame and I played on the football team. And this actually comes from the bleachers that people sat on while they watched my game. And so now you're talking about your history there. Or made one for a gentleman who grew up in Kansas working on a farm that had a barn on it. And we took wood from that barn and we, the alignment line, we lasered in, like we engraved a, they had this weather vane on top of it. It's a really unique weather vane, had like a cow and like all these other things. And he had shot that when he was a kid and gotten a ton of trouble, but we laser engraved that weather vane as the alignment line. And so whenever he is asked about it, he's going to talk about his childhood, sure, in Kansas.
So the last thing you want people to talk about is you.
Right. That's the boring part. You know, my goal is to make a putter that you would never sell because it's so priceless. Like, I don't want to see my putters on eBay. Like, they don't have a resale market necessarily. Like, there's other putter companies out there that do, and that's what makes them special, is they're great investment vehicles for how much money you might be able to make on them. But that's a fleeting thing. I want mine to be actually priceless for you. Like, I made it using wood that matches, or wood from your childhood home, or, you know, you have this favorite car that you always love. And so we built like the color, like we match the color of the car. We use carbon fiber from it. You know, it's a piece of who you are. Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes it so special to you. So that's why I need to know who you are. It's not like we're just going to take these colors and make a putter and be done. Like, we can always, you know, we can make absolutely gorgeous putters that, you know, look amazing. But as much as we can weave your story into the putter, that's not what you're going to talk about every time. And that's what you're going to kind of remember every time you're on the course. Like, my personal putter. So this is, I have a cherry wood putter from my childhood home. And, you know, I used to sit in this cherry tree and spit cherry pits at my sister. My dad's got the matching putter. So this is like my Peter Pan effect. Like, this is my happy place. And so every time I'm standing over this putter, I'm thinking of my childhood. That's what my putters can do, that, you know, there's so many other good putter companies out there. They make fantastic, amazing putters. And I'll have, you know, people that are really fanatical about the brand that they love. They're like, oh, yeah, sell me on your putter. And they're expecting me to talk about specs or whatever else. And I'll always, the first question I ask is, how often are you asked about your putter? And they'll say, what do you mean? I'm like, how often do people want to know about your putter? And they're like there might've been one time, like, yeah, it never happens. You pull my putter out of the bag, you're telling a story every time. It is actually your putter. It's not a, you know, a whatever X name brand anymore. It is your putter for these reasons.
Have you had any experience where somebody saw their putter and they just kind of like started to cry? I mean, they got emotional about, oh my God, this is my childhood. Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been told so many times that it is both the best gift that they've ever given and the best gift they've ever received.
That's awesome.
Like, it is. I mean, I hear that all the time, that people just, it is that special. It is not just something like, you know, you went and got something from Hallmark or whatever. It is we built your life into this putter that now, like, you know, you're getting retired or whatever, and you want to, you know, gonna be playing golf every day. Now you're able to, you know, we do a lot of retirement gifts for people where we're incorporating either materials from what they used to do, or, you know, logos are easy. We can do that all day. You know, I've got a laser in house, but we're incorporating what you used to do, who you used to be, so that it kind of just always reminds you of where you came from.
But it's a putter, not a showpiece, right? I mean, this is not something that they keep in the house on display in a cabinet, things like that. They keep it in their bag.
100%. So this is, you know, people all the time are like, oh yeah, like, I'll just, you know, I'll put this on the mantle. I'm like, you won't want to once you hit it. Again, my background's in engineering. And so the feel on these is absolutely second to none. I can't tell you how many times, like, people have said, this is the best feeling putter in the world. And that comes down to a lot of different really special material science things. It's not complicated. Just there's a lot going on. So it's, the wood itself has a lot of character to it. There's a lot of, it's called timber, T-I-M-B-R-E. And so that's like the way the vibrations work, you know, travel throughout the wood. It's a complex piece. And so there's interesting things happening there, but if it was just that, it wouldn't be enough. What happens is when we put the weights inside, we put them in a symmetric pattern and there are multiple of them. And so as the shockwave from the ball striking the face travels out, if you hit the sweet spot, it hits all the weights like at the same time, and it creates a really low frequency. It makes you know, that warm feeling when you hit the sweet spot, it's beautiful. And if you're just barely off center, now it's hitting weights at different times. And so it creates, it's out of sync. And so your frequencies skyrocket and you feel that in your hands. But because we've got so much weight around the perimeter, it's got a nice high moment of inertia, so it's still forgiving. So you get the best of both worlds in terms of, you can control your distance because it's a soft face, which means you can control your distance, but it's also a lot of feedback in terms of the feel. So you can actually control your line because you know whether you're hitting the sweet spot or not. So, you know, historically putters are made out of steel and they might use steel and aluminum, but it's the, what makes these things work so well is that the low density wood and the high density internal weights have such different densities that the shockwave bounces off them really well. And so again, it's from a material science standpoint, if these weren't beautiful, people would still play them because it feels so good and works so well. It just happens that they are also gorgeous art pieces. So that makes people think that they were art pieces first. And it's like, no, they're actually the best putter you could use from a performance standpoint, and they're art pieces.
Okay, I got to catch my breath. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be right back. This episode is brought to you by Autoslash.com. At the end of this interview, we'll announce the winner of the $100 Amazon gift card, courtesy of Autoslash. But right now, I want to tell you more about this company that will save you a lot of money next time you have to rent a car. Autoslash is not a car rental company. They are a free service that has built this magical tracker that scours the internet every minute of every day for lower prices on car rentals. Are you like me whenever you book flights for an upcoming trip, you also go ahead and book the hotel and the rental car at the same time, check them off your list, and then forget about it? Well, that's what those companies hope you do so that they can charge the highest rates, even though their prices look better than the competition. But actually, car rental prices fluctuate regularly and usually get lower as you get closer to your arrival date. That's why I've been really happy with AutoSlash with my upcoming golf buddy trip to San Antonio. I booked our minivan a couple of months ago, but ever since I've been receiving regular updates that offer lower prices on the same vehicle. And you know I'm going to be checking it out daily until next week when we leave. Well, I was traveling out of the country and didn't respond to the email updates, but it didn't matter because they continued to look even when I didn't respond. When you book at AutoSlash, they apply every coupon code you're eligible for, including publicly available codes and special membership-only codes that you may belong to, like Costco or AAA, credit cards, or even frequent flyer programs. Oh yeah, how can you beat Costco? Well, I'll tell you, it's that proprietary tracker that creates the magic. That's why the average user of AutoSlash, check this, saves 30% off the rate they can find on any other car rental site, which is where we are right now. So I'm really impressed, and I know you will be too. So no matter when you're planning to rent your next vehicle, sign up right now for this incredible free service. Go to autoslash.com. That's AutoSlash, autoslash.com. Brad, when I look at your website and I see reviews from people who have a Bradley putter, and the things they talk about kind of blew me away, because here we are at a custom putter and beautiful design, and as you just talked about how great they are as putters, and people are talking about, I sunk multiple 20-foot putts. I sunk an 80-foot putt. And this one is the one that really blew me away. I put the Scotty Cameron back in the garage. I don't use it anymore. It really is amazing the feedback that you're getting for these putters. Congratulations.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate that. It blows me away too. It's humbling. It's shocking. The kind of, you know, when I set out to build these, I didn't know how good we were going to be able to get. You know, it was kind of they're going to be really pretty, but you know, they've got to perform obvious. I'm not going to make something that doesn't play well because, you know, I'm a golfer. But it was one of those kind of like, what have I gotten myself into? These are actually absolutely amazing. And so honestly, after the PGA show and the response I got from that, I remember Masters weekend, wife and kids, they went off to Bend, and I remember just sitting down and programming, like working on the automation side of things that was the start of it. It's a nonstop thing, but I spent a ton of time knowing that this was going to get really big, but I wanted to make sure that it was always handmade and there was always a good relationship. So I spent a lot of time automating all the boring stuff, like all the workflow automation and all that, because I, you know, it was kind of like, you know, you start digging and you see a little bit of gold, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is actually a lot of gold. This is actually something that is going to, what's crazy is the number of people that have told me, like, thank you for changing the game of golf. Like, and we're just, you know, a small little company here in Grants Pass, but we're opening people's eyes to like what can be done in terms of the, just the relationship you can have with the game of golf. Like, it doesn't have to just be you're repping some other brand. It's like you can actually take a piece of you onto the course and have an experience that, you know, people just haven't ever had before.
Hmm. When you were holding up your putter, it had a design that looked similar to what the spider putters that are, yep, seem to be very popular now. Is that coincidence, or do you use other things, other putters on the market, and go, you know, that's a great design, I'm gonna incorporate that into what I do?
What happens is people come to me and say, hey, I've got this putter that I love. Can you make it look something similar to that? And so, yeah, we call this one the Widowmaker. So, you know, Black Widow, but a Widowmaker in, you know, the lumberjack world is a snag that like will fall down and kill you. And so, like, it was just play on words there. But yeah, I mean, these will, you know, the Scotty Cameron Napa, like, we have ones, like, people say, I've got this putter, do you have something similar to that? And we've got several shapes that are at least familiar enough. I mean, they're obviously so far different that it's not like, you know, we're not copying anything. It's just close enough that people are like, oh yeah, I've played a putter kind of like that, and it's just familiar. Then we also do some putters that are live edges, where, like, if you've seen those live edge tables, we'll keep the live edge side on it, and that's, those ones are always,
I'm not sure,
fun
what
and
that
crazy
means. What do you mean?
So, like, the side of a tree. So, like if you cut down a tree and there's like the bark on the side of it.
Yeah.
We keep the side of the tree. Like, we keep that open, like that exposed side. And then on a burl, so a burl is where like the tree gets a growth, and it creates a really cool pattern, but it's really wild looking. And so we'll keep that exposed, like bumps and all that wildness. We will keep that, on the putter. And so it'll be on the top or the backside. So we can, you know, we can make whatever shape somebody might want. And if they're feeling adventurous, we can also do live edge stuff. And it all comes down to, I mean, we have to, there's a lot of math involved, you know, before we start any putter, like every single putter, we have to do a lot of calculations and a lot of number crunching to make sure that it's going to end up at the right weight, with the right balance, but we've got that all figured out. And so, yeah, I mean, people come to us all the time and say, hey, I want one that looks like this current putter I have. And so we'll come up with a new design to make that work for them.
So whether it's a heel shafted, center shafted, doesn't make any difference to you.
Yeah. So the shafting is kind of that last step that we do. There's certain putters that will only shaft a certain way. Like our King putter, it's kind of like your Arnold Palmer blade, like your Napa, Scotty Cameron Napa. And for those, there's so much, there's not a high moment of inertia because the weights are kind of distributed throughout it. So we will only do a heel shaft on those, but anything else, we have the head done and we can just drill a shaft wherever we want. And
wherever they want.
Yeah. I mean, and depending on how much toe hang they want, we can drill it in a different spot. We can adjust the hosel length of the shaft. So all of our putters are balanced around the sweet spot. And then we just adjust how we install the shaft to whatever they need.
I see. Fascinating. This is so interesting. And again, congratulations for doing this.
Thank you.
Did you go to the PGA show this year, 2019?
Yeah, that was my third year doing it.
And how'd that go for you this year? What did you see at the show that made you go, that's interesting? But
it was a great show. It's all, for me, it's about the friendships and the relationships there. Yeah. You know, it's always cool. Like, the weirdest thing, you know, me being from a small town in Southern Oregon, like if I go anywhere, I know somebody. But because the golf industry is also so small and we take over Orlando so well, like everywhere I went in Orlando, somebody either like knew me or I knew them, or like, it's just the weirdest thing. So yeah, I mean, going to like Denny's at 3 a.m. on Thursday and the long drive guys are there, right? Like, no matter where you go, like going to Winter Park, and like as I'm finishing, I got an eagle on number 9 at Winter Park, like stuck at the 15 feet, drained the putt. And then the architects of Winter Park were like exiting the course and they're like, oh, hey, like, what's up? Like, won't introduce themselves and all that, just because I've got a good size Instagram that a lot of people follow. And so it's weird to like have that kind of experience in a huge city with so much going on, but because the golf world's eyes are focused there, like, you just see everybody. Yeah. It's It's fun. The first year, it was, you know, we had 2 months to prepare for it. Like, not even that. Like, really, like, a month to prepare for it.
That's not a lot of time.
That was, no. And, like, I was building the company in the first place. Like, that was, I mean, I was getting ready for that and just building, you know, everything else. And what's cool is you can go back to, like, the first part of my Instagram and see kind of how that happened. Like, see all the posts there. But that was just an experiment to see if we could even make it. And we did, and we killed it. Mm-hmm. Then the last year, we did what's called the Bradley House. So, it was the first time we all got a bunch of influencers in the golf space under one roof and just absolutely killed that. Like, we had millions of impressions. We had, you know, everybody, I, you know, people this year were still talking about, like, the Bradley House and, like, how they, you know, wish we had done it and all that. And
I don't understand. What is the Bradley House? Is it something specific?
So I sponsored the house. Like, okay. It was Bradley Putters. Like, it was our house, but then we got other sponsors to come in as well. You know, like, Body Armor and Chippo and, you know, a lot of cool groups, like, came in and kind of, like, helped support the house. And then we found all sorts of, Instagram influencers. So people that have good followings on Instagram, really good personalities, and found the right people. And we put them all in this one house, and we did some parties. We did some cool events. We did, some cool, like, golf tournaments. And so we just made sure that, like, anytime anybody was on Instagram looking up the PGA show, all they saw was Bradley House stuff. And wow. Like, all the stories were around it. And we kind of hijacked the whole show that last year. And then, it was tons of fun, but it was also, like, an expensive year. And that was kind of the test of, like, how big can we go?
Right.
And then this year I went the entirely opposite direction and I completely hacked the show. It was awesome. I spent less than $1,000 for the entire show, like, airfare, car, like, everything included. I stayed with the Golficity guys, in their mansion in Reunion.
Good job.
Every night I was invited to some crazy party where there was, like, tons of food. I played golf at Top Golf right next to Patrick Mahomes. So met him. Yeah, we're gonna do putter for him. Like,
oh, really?
Everything was,
isn't Top
it
Golf
was,
a blast?
Oh man, it's a stupid golf. Amount of fun. It's not exactly golf, but it's a good intro to golf.
It's a great intro to golf.
Yeah. It's a fun party. Yeah. So I love what it's doing for the game of golf, and it's, yeah, good people there. So yeah, it was a experiment to, like, and I didn't start planning for the PGA show this year until literally the Thursday before the event. Didn't have plane tickets, didn't have anything. It was just kind of a, let's wing it and see what happens. And it went ridiculously well. And so now, you know, just being in the engineer, it's always like, you gotta set boundaries on things. Like, if you're not testing stuff, if you're not, like, actually setting boundaries for, like, what's the max, what's the min, if you do the same thing every year, you're not going to know whether it's actually optimal. And so we tested, your first year was just get there. And you've got to get the first year under your belt, because you never know what you're going to expect that first year. Like, I met a lot of people that were there for the first time, and it's just so different from what you think it's going to be. Hmm. And so then the second year we went as big as possible. Third year we went, like, how big can we go, as minimal as possible? And so next year, I think we've got it pretty well figured out. We know exactly what we're going to do. It's going to be, on one hand, it's going to be absolutely massive and we're going to completely take over the show. And on the other hand, it's going to be, like, totally, like, it just optimized. So yeah. I'm excited for what we're going to do next year.
Sounds like you don't miss getting a paycheck from an employer.
No, I mean, but, you know, in the same breath, it was a really hard 2 years.
Of course, you know, but there were it's more, an investment.
Right. I used to live, and I was an engineer, wife was a nurse. We lived in, like, one of the nicest houses in town, honestly. Like, we bought right at the bottom of the recession, and we got, like, a mansion in the hills for next to nothing. And so when I got this idea, within a few months, sold the house, pulled all the equity out of it, dumped it into this. I lived in a trailer behind my parents' house for almost a year, just because I knew that this was going to be something amazing, and I just needed to, like, build it. And so it was really expensive. I hired, I made plenty of mistakes. I hired really good people. They were great people, but I just didn't need them to run the business because I was so efficient with other stuff. So I had bloated payroll. I had all these different things, but right now we've gotten through that. We're in a ridiculously good spot right now in terms of, we know exactly what kind of putters we want to make, who we want to make them for, how many we want to make. And then right now my travel schedule for the next, like, several months is awesome. Like, tonight I head to the Waste Management Open, met a guy at the PGA show who, it was either the Waste Management Open or the Super Bowl for him. And he chose the Super Bowl, which means he had two extra Chairman's Club tickets for Waste Management. So I'm going to go drink for free, eat for free, have valet parking, all that. Like, I'm going to be able to go treat my wife to just a ridiculously awesome weekend. So we're heading to that tonight. And then, I've got plans to do, the Zurich Open or the Zurich Classic in New Orleans in April. We're gonna do that. Nice. Working on plans. I've done Bermuda a couple times. Chris, I've got a good friend there who, go to Bermuda Golf on Instagram. He does some really cool stuff. Nicest guy in the world. So working on some things with him, working on potentially doing some Dominican Republic stuff, some, Cabo stuff. There's what's cool is like, there's so many good people in the golf industry.
Yes.
And because of what I've built with my Instagram side of things and just the brand I've built, like there's really cool stuff. Like, you know, I'll take wood from cool courses and make putters for them that will work as their prizes. Like there's a lot of ways that this company is a lifestyle brand for me in terms of, I'm not like trying to like fake a lifestyle that people might want to follow. It's I'm making a brand that supports a lifestyle I want to live. So I want to be able to travel. I want to meet cool people. I want to, you know, live a relaxed life where we make ridiculously high quality products for the very few people who appreciate it enough and can afford it. And that's it. Like I don't need to go scrounging around the bottom of the barrel to like beg people to buy putters for me. Like I want to work with people that appreciate what we're doing and absolutely like they get it. And so, you know, my customers love me. I love them and I don't have to like, you know, go out and do, I don't have to change who I am to find the right people. And so it's, you know, this company's brand is just, you know, who I am. So when someone meets me in real life, like they already watch my stories on Instagram and all that, and we can just dive right into being friends because they already know who I am. And I can just be like, oh, hey, yeah, tell me about yourself. And we can just go fast. So that's what I love. It's so many good people, good relationships, good opportunities to travel to cool places with cool people. And, you know, there's a golf course everywhere. So if you ever want to travel with my family, it's a business expense.
Early on in my life of being self-employed, somebody asked me, so how is it being, you know, working for yourself? You take off all the time you want? I'm like, you know, I love it, you know, because basically you work half time. You just have to decide which 12 hours a day it's going to be.
Right. Exactly. I mean, people can say, you know, it was fast for us in terms of, you know, I'm just over 2 years into this and we've built a name for myself. We have zero competitors. You know, big names like Golf Architects and stuff like will come up to me and like, hey, it's so cool to meet you. I follow your Instagram. Like it's nuts. Like it's crazy to me, but we built that in 2 years, but those 2 years were insanely difficult. Like, I mean, 20-hour days were the norm for a long time.
Absolutely.
There was a lot of struggle and I mean, there's no overnight success stories. It's a lot of all night, for years to get to where we are.
3 years into it is an overnight success story, buddy.
For really a lot, yeah. it feels like it's been 5 years though, at least. Like it does not feel like, I mean, I've got way more gray hairs now, you know.
Oh,
there was
shut
plenty
up.
Of stress early on.
I don't want to hear about your gray hairs. You know, oh, there's one on your
30,
chin.
You know?
There's one right there on your chin. Oh,
yeah,
okay, shut
you.
Up.
Yeah.
don't want to hear about it. So how many followers do you have on Instagram? Do you have any idea?
Right now we're 25,100 something or whatever.
Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah, I'll have 2,000 plus people like following my story every day. Like,
okay,
and
I'm stupid for asking, and I apologize, but what's your Instagram handle? How do we find
it? It's Bradley Putters.
Bradley
Super
Putters.
Easy. Yeah, you can just search Bradley Putters for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, websites, bradleyputters.com. Everything is, you know, that was
well branded.
I wasn't real creative. Yeah, I wasn't real creative when I came up with the name, but it works really well. It's always fun. Like, people are like, oh, are you with Bradley Putters? I'm like,
I'm Bradley.
I'm Brad. Like, yeah, I'm just, my creativity's on like the building side of things when it comes to naming it. I had been part of a business previously where we spent like 3 months trying to come up with a good name, and it was a great name, great branding, great everything, but it took 3 months. And this one, like I was already in golf.com within 2 months because I just made decisions quickly. So I've learned so much about business and about just what it takes to get something off the ground really quickly. And so I want to start doing a lot more. I love this process. It's super hard. It's not for everyone at all.
You need to have the support at home to be able to pull it off. If you don't have the support at home, it'll never fly no matter how great the idea is.
Right. And it was hard for us. We've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old now. And so it means we had a baby while this business was getting off the ground.
Yeah,
it was, and we were living in a trailer. I mean, it was very difficult for a while.
Yeah.
And we're just now getting out of that. I mean,
no,
it is,
great.
But it's 2019 is just looking rosy. It's exciting.
So what's the future for you? What do you got planned?
Or yeah.
Do you even plan? You just go day to day.
Oh, I love winging it. Like, I mean, I'm an engineer, you know, like people always try and do this personality profile things. And my wife's got them down to a T. Like, she's like, you don't have one. Like, it depends on the day and what I'm doing. But I love to plan stuff. Like, you know, when it comes to planning out 2019, yeah, let's plan it all day. But I also love to wing it. You know, I love to let the Lord just kind of work, like, because, you know, let's make the plan for the PGA show on Thursday and see what happens. And and then, you know, you leave more room to say, like, look, a lot of this, like, glory be to God for it, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So gives plenty of room for that to happen. And then, yeah, I mean, like right now, all I know is I'm headed to the Waste Management Open tonight. Like, as soon as I get off this, I'm going to finish packing up my golf bag and then pick up the wife. And we're going to pick up the kids on the way out of town and drop them off at the grandparents. And then got to be at the PDX Portland Airport at 4 a.m. tomorrow or something ungodly like that. And so then, yeah, it's kind of the, I'm just saying yes to as many things as possible. So whatever opportunities come up at the Waste Management, you know, we're going to be in the corporate tents and all that. So I do want to start doing more putters for bigger businesses where, again, we can tell a story in a putter where, you know, say it's a, you know, an insurance company and they want to, they've got to keep, you know, a lot of business happens on the golf course. And so they want their salespeople to talk about business in a really organic way. Well, if you got a Bradley putter that's made with wood from a tree that crashed on a client's house, but you fixed that house up in like 3 weeks.
Sounds like that whole State Farm campaign. Yeah,
exactly. So, hey, State Farm, call me. But, right. Those are things that we can do that no one else can even touch, but most people don't know that's possible.
Right.
And so again, we're not looking to become a, like, you know, right now we make 1 to 2 putters a day, and that's fantastic. Like, that is all we want to do for the most part. But when it's the right partner, like the right story, the right tournament where they want to do something really special, we have way more capacity that in terms of if we're going to make, you know, 100 of the same type of putter, we can do that. But what we really like is getting to know people who are buying a putter as a retirement gift or a putter for themselves because they've just got a sweet bonus and they want to treat themselves. Let's spend a lot of time on your putter. We use a software called Trello, so you can get picture updates every step of the way. You can see what we're doing, what we're working on. We want to build a relationship there where it's something truly special. And we can't do that if we're making 20 putters a day. Like, you know, and even that 20 putters a day is like nothing for most putter companies. We want to be doing, you know, like ideally 1 to 5 putters a day where we're getting to know each client. And that, you know, as demand is increasing, that might mean that our prices, you know, right now average price for putters is $750-ish. And the goal is, you know, because I want to stay at that number, we might get up to, you know, $1 to $2 grand per putter. And that's the thing, is in the custom putter world.
So that's what I wanted
more
to
than
get
happy
there.
To pay that.
What's the range of pricing for your putters?
So for a custom job, it's, you know, $595 to $1,100, depending on what crazy stuff we're doing. That's right now. Prices are probably going up by 100% in the next several months. Just as we're getting, I mean, we'll be doing more celebrity putters coming up. A lot more of those. And there's a lot of people out there that they understand that, you know, in the beginning you spend time to get money. And in the end you'd spend money to get time. And that time that we provide is, you know, I built this gorgeous shop here in Southern Oregon where come here, you know, play on the simulator with me. We'll go fly fishing together. We'll go in a hot air balloon. We'll go wine tasting. We'll go to Bandon. We'll have this crazy cool experience.
Yeah, you
gotta
play golf. Come on.
Oh yeah. No, we've got some really good golf around here. We'll go to Bend, like we'll do whatever. We'll take you out to Sylvie's. We'll have an amazing experience. And then we'll make you a putter during that time so that now we've built the stories into the putter. So when you go back and, you know, you do this really sick bachelor party with Bradley putters, and then you're playing golf when you're 50 and you're like, oh yeah, like this putter is from that time that I went to Southern Oregon and had this amazing experience.
Yeah.
So that's where, if I got to the point where all we did was putters around those experiences, that'd be cool too. Like, yes, they're absolutely amazing putters that outperform just about anything out there, but you probably won't ever see one of my putters being used by a pro just because I don't care for that at all. Like, it's not the other putter
actually
companies
that was that's
themselves.
Where I was going next, and my last question was,
I'm psychic,
can we see any of your putters on the tour yet?
Not yet, and probably not ever. they're fully conforming. Like you can, they could, you know, I'll be meeting a lot of pros this year. The thing is, I'm never going to pay a pro to use it because I don't believe in that. It's, there's other really good putters out there that
are
just fine.
But
I
mean, guys want to put putters in their bags that work. They don't care what they get paid to use it. They want them to work so they can be on the tour.
Right. Right. And so for that, I mean, I have a lot of guys on developmental tours that we're doing putters with and that sort of thing. But the average putter company, they have to get a pro to get validation, to get differentiation. And so they can say our putters work because this, because the only thing that makes them different is their tech or something or their name or something like that. And for us, that's not it at all. Like, yes, our tech's great. Like I can talk about that all day, but it's your putter. It's we're actually making something totally custom to you. And so I don't need Dustin Johnson to use my putter for you to be like, man, I really want that thing. Like you're going to want it on your own once you know what's possible. It'd be cool.
I know, but you still only want to make 1 to 2 putters a day. I mean, if one of those guys starts playing with your putters, you're going to have an issue.
Yeah. And I really like the fact that
I can get you your putter in 3
months.
Like
they're,
we're
already like, you know, we're 2 months out right now anyways. And so, and we're, you know, we're happy to be there. People are happy to be there. It's, they know it's custom, it's handmade, it's a process and they're going to enjoy the process with us. I don't want to get to the point where like, oh cool. Like people are loving these. Let's start cranking them out too fast. And then it becomes just any other putter out there. Like,
I don't think that's ever going to happen
for
you.
It's my lifestyle. It's, you know, this is, I like getting to know my customers. I like the fact that anytime I see a putter on Instagram or whatever putter, I know exactly who has it. I know the story of it. Like, I don't want it to get to the point where we're just cranking out a bunch of ones out of pine or whatever. And like, yeah, it's cool tech. It feels great. It would do really well on tour and all that, but it's just not the direction I need to take my company to have it be successful for me.
Right. Well, I like getting to know you, and this has really been lot of fun. Okay, so real quickly, we're way beyond running out of time, but if you have anything you want to, because we're doing this on video, if there's anything you want to show me, you gave me a quick, brief glance of your own, but what do you got there? So what do we have?
This is a wine barrel, so we will take wine barrels, whiskey barrels. Turn that into putters. You know, wood and acrylic. So we'll match wood up with, you know, whatever acrylic color you want. We'll pour that on it. We'll do all sorts of, this is, you know, black and orange, like, you know, whatever school you might love. We'll incorporate everything. We do wild exotic head covers. So this is American hornback alligator.
A head cover.
Legit leather head covers. We do magnetic.
Good for you.
Strong magnetic covers. Velcro
is terrible.
It's the worst. It's just loud and obnoxious. So we make the highest quality stuff in the game and all by hand, and so it's I don't know what I'm gonna make someone until we talk, and the person might have an idea, but it's probably gonna morph on the phone. And so I just, you know, if someone's interested in doing a Bradley putter, just call me. It's, you know, numbers on the website, and we're gonna have a fun time getting to know each other over the phone, coming up with a really cool plan. And then you're gonna be able to follow that plan, from, you know, conception to delivery, so to speak.
Well, I can tell you that Bradley responds, because I found the website and I emailed you and you responded quickly, saying, yeah, I'd love to be on the show later. I'm really busy, but we did get
it
to
was
do
pretty
it.
Nuts right then. No, yeah. This is awesome. It's I mean, serendipity of things. I just I had an hour right now, things work, and then as soon as I'm off this, I'm gonna be racing around to the next thing.
Yeah, you gotta
just
go.
I love it.
I know that you have to get to a plane or to get the kids packed up and everything. Have a great time at the Waste Management Open. Sell a couple more putters and
try to,
and continued great success and best of luck for the future. I'm really excited to keep an eye on you as time goes man. Be well.
I really appreciate it. This is awesome. Thank you.
I'm really excited because my trip to San Antonio with my buddies is all set. And before we go, I'm leaving next Tuesday. I'll publish the show first thing in the morning, and then we're headed out. And what we're going to do is you and I will meet the president of the Alamo City Golf Trail to hear about 7 local public courses in San Antonio and the Texas Golf Hall of Fame. I'm very excited about meeting this guy. And so anyway, while I'm going to be in San Antonio with my buddies, we'll be driving around the Alamo in luxury because we're getting the best price on a rental car from the free service AutoSlash.com. But right now, AutoSlash wants to give a Golf Smarter listener a $100 Amazon gift card to spend however you'd like. So after a random drawing of all the names that have been entered, our first winner is Brian Swaley of Centennial, Colorado. Congratulations, Brian with a Y. You'll be receiving an email from me with details on how to retrieve your $100 Amazon gift card courtesy of AutoSlash.com. Hey, have you voted yet for which name you'd like to see for our new Golf Smarter podcast? Well, new show, archived content. Now, here's the deal. There are so many episodes in our archives that have fabulous instructional information for golfers of all skill levels, but they can no longer be heard because all podcast aggregators like iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Pandora, they only showcase 250 to 300 episodes. Which is a shame for the always helpful interviews provided on Golf Smarter. So in just a few weeks, you'll have two episodes each week of Golf Smarter, our ongoing new content published every Tuesday, and the new show that will feature your favorite Golf Smarter episodes from our archives will be published each Friday for your weekend round. Which brings us to our vote. I'll include the link in today's show notes, and I'll also include it in this week's email newsletter so that you can vote for one of six names that have been suggested by you. Golf Smarter Mulligans is still leading over Golf Smarter Classics, but until we tally all the votes, it's anyone's guess. So please let me know what you think by voting for your favorite, and I'll keep you informed as to when the show will be launched. And while I'm talking about links in the show notes, I still want to tell you about, because I'm still getting reaction and we're selling the books, the Tony Manzoni book, The Lost Fundamental, One Simple Move, Better Golf Forever. It's available in Kindle format for only $6.99 or paperback for $9.99. And if you're interested in getting a link to the video, which is no longer available on DVD, you can watch it online. Send me an email and I'll let you know how you can get it. And the response so far has been very impressive. Thank you so much for writing in. One more time, we're giving away two more Amazon gift cards over the next two episodes. So make sure you register at golfsmarter.com/autoslash. And I want to thank AutoSlash again for generously providing these gift cards. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At Golf Smarter, or click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.